Racing for Eagle, good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Alan Moore is expected into the Yukon River community later this morning. The two-time past Quest champion is leading veterans Paige Drobny, Laura Neese, and last year's winner Matt Hall as Quest teams head up the frozen river. Eagle is over 300 miles into the race. The field is spread over 160 miles of trail from Circle to Eagle. Rookie Christine Roloffs is in the Red Lantern spot. A total of five mushers have left the race after three more dropped out Monday. Mark Stamm and Ryan Olson scratched in Central and Circle, respectively, while Ike Underwood was withdrawn after calling for assistance about 23 miles after Circle. All three mushers exited the race out of concern for their dogs. That leaves 21 of the 26 race starters still on the trail. After climbing Eagle Summit and running up frigid Birch Creek, mid and back of the pack mushers were reflecting on their experiences in Circle Monday. KUAC's Zoe Rome reports.
I'm standing on Eagle Summit, which is the tallest point in the Yukon Quest, and it just feels like a different world up here. I have to imagine that this feels really good to be on top after such a hard climb. I'm breathing pretty hard and I wasn't even pulling a sled.
After a grueling push up Eagle Summit and a frigid night on Birch Creek, mushers pulled into Circle where they were able to enjoy warm cots and fried chicken. Rookies Tim Pappas and Vebjorn Ashanaritan powered over Eagle Summit, a climb that, while challenging, was not as bad as the rookies had feared. I caught up with the mushers as they were preparing their sleds to depart Circle for Eagle.
I thought it was a lot harder than it turned out to be, so I was happy when it wasn't as hard as I had nightmares about.
I was actually running a lot. They probably would have pulled me all the way up, but I felt like I want to help them out.
After a tough push to the summit, Pappas and Ashanaritan camped along Birch Creek. At least one thermometer at the Circle checkpoint froze solid while mushers slept, alone and exposed to the elements, along with their teams.
Got on the river, was really good, no overflow, just a little bit of glaciation somewhere, and it was freakishly cold.
Minus 40, maybe colder. For myself, I just have a foam pad that I sleep on, and a sleeping bag that's good to minus 40, so I crawled in there last night with most of my clothes on and survived.
Despite the extreme cold, mushers take advantage of the scenery and seclusion to do some stargazing.
It was amazing. I was going across a lake, a lake, and then an airport before that at one point, and it was just a wide open view of the sky, and it was beautiful.
Yeah, crazy good northern lights early in the night. Really good northern lights, and I got to see the moon rising as I took off, and that was pretty awesome too.
The trail out of Circle spits teams onto the mighty Yukon River, whose sweeping bows and arcs offer humbling views of milky white buttes and distant snow-capped peaks. It's just a taste of the awe-inspiring wilderness that teams will be traversing as they charge down the Yukon. Both mushers, though frosty, exhausted, and a little bit nervous, look forward to what's ahead and sharing the scenery with their teams.
A little bit nervous. I don't know what's ahead on the trail. First time on the race.
I like being just way out in the middle of nowhere with my dog team here. I've just been kind of just going and just taking in the scenery and listening to the sounds and thinking about life.
On the Yukon Quest Trail in Eagle, I'm Zoe Rome.
Ben Good has won the shorter Quest 300, besting former leader Joanna Jagow by 2 minutes. Richie Beatty was third. In other Quest 300 news, Jeff King's daughter Ellen King scratched last night after accidentally drinking methanol fuel at the Circle checkpoint. According to a Husky Homestead Facebook post, King had stored the fuel for her dog food cooker in a water bottle. Methanol is toxic, and King dropped out of the race to get checked at the hospital in Fairbanks. She is okay and was discharged from the hospital last night. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2018 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Cold Spot Feeds, Water Wagon, and Shannon and Wilson. Proud sponsors of KUAC.
Go, 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 go.